Hello, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Good, good.
I'm doing okay. I hope you are too.
Yep.
Dog training is one of those things. We've talked about getting puppies. We've talked about big dogs, little dogs, and all sorts of things. But dog training in itself, and I know these days it's seen in sort of many different ways, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And also just sort of having with Crufts sort of out there. People then get very excited about training their dogs, but it is that fine thing. When you start saying the words obedience, everybody gets a bit sort of stiff on the shoulders and say, "Well, we don't want a robot." And you think, "Well, I'd love a robot if I was them, if I'm perfectly honest. I'd like nothing more than my dog to do exactly what I say at every point." But this is very, you would never get a robot because they're dogs. So, but obedience training, I would say, is always your best bet, the first thing to do. But I think it's the word obedience that seems to put people off, because more and more now we're seeing people advertising teach your dog tricks and so on and so forth, and you think, well, that makes my shoulders go a bit stiff if I'm honest, because there aren't many tricks that I would see are particularly useful. A lot of people say, well, I teach my dog high five and shake paw and stuff. So the paw thing can be seen as a useful thing, especially with this wretched weather we've all been having for months and months. Yes, get them to lift their paw up so you can wash it, you can wipe it, you can cut the nails and do it on command. So you say paw and they do that. But that's really, in my world, that's seen more of an obedience command rather than a trick. So some tricks can be sort of honed into obedience, but I'm seeing more and more that people are reticent to actually knuckle down and train their dogs for, for just to be a well-behaved dog, as in an obedient dog, come back when it's called, interact very nicely with other dogs, complete strangers, these dogs, not just chums, but the dogs that you meet out and about when you're off lead. Your dog really needs to be polite. It's dog etiquette out there, and it seems to be going to the wall at the moment because nobody seems to want to do it. People are getting more and more irate with other dog owners because their dogs are rude, jumping all over perhaps your dog if it's on the lead. They won't come back to call. People just, I'm not quite sure what's happening. Everybody and their dogs seem to be going a bit feral purely because they don't necessarily want to train their dogs to behave. And I know time is a tricky one, and with the way the work situation's going, people don't always have the flexibility, even if they're working from home now, they don't always have the flexibility to go to classes. Lots of people think they can do it themselves by reading books and going online. It's a, do by all means get as much information in your head as you can, but nothing beats going to class because you make friends, you see what other dogs are like, and you can troubleshoot. And I just think it's a marvelous way of, and also that time when you're in class, albeit an hour and a half, you're solely focused on your dog. When you're online, you might have a cup of coffee, you might be Googling something else as well. You're not really 100% committed to what you're doing. And also, your dog's not online, you're online, your dog's probably chewing the cable.
The problem here is, though, I mean, a lot of people these days would look at owning a dog as much more of a fashion accessory, or it's something we've got to do because so and so's done it down the road. So they're not necessarily getting a dog for the right reasons, or actually having done enough homework, so to speak, to actually think and make a right decision about A, the type of dog they get, or B, the type of dog, yeah, they say the type of dog they actually get, or why they actually want the dog,
Exactly.
which is an interesting thing, because when you mention tricks, I mean, I can't think of, I mean, it's very clever, it's very funny to see a dog that can do tricks, but it's also not very funny to see a dog that can do tricks that can't behave itself.
Exactly.
And this is where a lot of the problems come in, and different people are beginning to see. It's like walking your dog or exercising your dog in different ways. They think what all you've got to do is take your dog out on a lead and walk your dog. Not so. I mean, a dog that can't run is not going to be a very happy dog, is it?
No, they need to. Funny enough, earlier today, I popped into one of our rescue centres down the road to get some dog discs, you know, ID tags done. And I took my dog with me because why wouldn't you? It's a very good social experiment or trip out. She's a young, nervous dog. It does her good. She's meeting complete strangers that want to lunge at her and stroke her. She backs off and makes a funny old noise, and eventually she'll settle down and be stroked. So, you know, it's a really good thing to do. But I met somebody and they'd had taken on this dog that was the fourth owner, and it was a running dog. And I said, do you take it to the beach? They said, yes, they do, because the dog needs to run. And they were also looking at leads and such at this particular restaurant.
It's all right taking it to the beach, but come the summer, can't do it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so they were making the most of it now and getting all recall in and so on and so forth. But they were very well aware, this is the point, is that they've got a running dog. And I think possibly the reason why they're its fourth owner was because the other three owners realised that they'd got a running dog but didn't quite realise that a running dog needs to run, so therefore it needs to come off lead. And they hadn't had it long, and they said already the recall's good. It turns, as soon as you call it, it turns and runs back.
That's wonderful.
They take it up over the fields. They're very well aware of, obviously, we're coming into the lambing season. So I took my hat off to these guys, because it wasn't, it was a big dog. It was full of enthusiasm. It wanted to leap all over me and my dog, and they had it, you know, they had it under good control. And it's quite nice to see that. But yeah, so it is important that your dog can run. And with that in mind, there are lots more nowadays. There's more and more of these secure fields coming up. It's come over really from America, I think.
I can see a point behind them, that there aren't so many places these days that you can actually take your dog and let them off a lead. And there are so many places now that insist you keep your dog on a lead. So there's a plus point to them, I know. And I know you're going to tell us about there's a negative to them as well, isn't there?
Yes, I mean, I suppose it's like anything. There's a plus and a negative. The plus is that if you're a nervous, the other thing we're seeing is more and more nervous dog owners. Less, you know, not so many nervous dogs, but the owners are quite nervous because probably they've had a bad experience. They might have been out with their dog. People shout at people nowadays. Everybody seems to be quite stressed.
We've had that. We even had somebody try and kick one of our dogs as well, because he was, dear little Archie, was a little bit too exuberant. Of course, quite harmless, but quite exuberant. And you call him back, and of course, sometimes he forgets himself. But it's no excuse for actually striking out like that on a dog.
No,
it's ridiculous.
There is no excuse at all. We've had that and worse, so much worse. Yeah. And that's, you know, that sticks in my mind. And I suppose in a way it makes you slightly nervous of that when you see the worst side of people. So the dog fields, there's a good thing, but in a way, there's nothing nicer than going for a proper walk rather than just parking and going somewhere and letting your dog out for a run. So that's a good point, from getting the energy out the dog. But the other side of it is being able to go places and let your dog off.
And socialise.
But the trick is it's looking tricky out there on the horizon. More and more people are thinking, well, we want dogs on leads now because they can't behave. I think really the other point is that the amount of poo that you see when you do go out, I think people are probably thinking, well, if you leave the dogs on the lead, the owners will pick up the poo. Well, I can
not so.
No, I can assure you totally. I've seen people just look the other way, and you think, how do you not know? You know your dog's pooing. We can see it. So it's bizarre. And you think, maybe that's where they're heading to.
I have to say, as a dog owner, it is very, very frustrating to watch some of the behaviours you've described there. You know, there is sort of stuff that's left, you know, dog poo that's left around, and there are people who are absolutely terrified of any dog approaching their dog. And seem to think that all dogs are violent, when actually they're not. If you were to leave them off the leads and let them run around, it would look a bit chaotic to the average onlooker. But it's just dogs setting out their own rules and regulations for themselves, and they're not going to harm each other.
No, dogs generally, I mean, they're pack animals. They like to interact if it's done calmly. Again, it depends how what you allow your puppy to do early on. Mm. Some puppies are a bit more enthusiastic than others, but again, that boils down to training. But I think the other thing is keep moving. So if your dog's off lead and you meet somebody and the dogs have a bit of a game, either walk together for a bit and then separate. Mm. That works quite well. But don't sort of stand around too much, because that's when games can get a little bit over the top.
Yeah.
But generally speaking, dogs are good. Obviously, you've got the size difference is a tricky one. You've got age, you've got all sorts. And some people do have their dogs on the lead for a particular reason, as in they might be frail, they might be deaf. We've got deaf and blind dogs. Mm. And the times that we have to ask people to call their dog because this little dog off the lead that's with me is deaf and blind, so please don't let, oh, it's all right, we get it, only wants to play. And you say, well, I've just told you it's deaf and blind. Oh, it just wants to play. And you just think, they don't hear. They just, oh.
Yeah. Anyway. I mean, there's some very basic little tricks in all of this, isn't there, really? Because we started talking about dog training and the use of the word obedience, then tricks and socialising. Well, all three things can be quite useful. The obedience, I mean, it's abundantly clear from what we've been talking about that obedience is needed in order to call your dog back. But if you are struggling with that and you're in a field and your dog's run, you've let your dog off and it's running riot and that, turn around and walk away and your dog will look up and will look up for a reason, because you are the one that feeds them. And
also,
dogs are very motivated by food.
They're motivated by you as the owner. They're nosy. They're incredibly nosy. Mm. The best trick is to run sideways, not actually don't do a sideways step, you know, like some Hollywood star. Do actually, if the path goes forward or backwards, if you can run off the path to the side where the dog hasn't been, they'll then think, oh, that's interesting. Because if you run back, they've just been there anyway. If you run forwards, that's quite good because they want to get ahead
of you. Yeah, but if you run towards them, they think it's a game and they're going to run still further. And so say there are some very simple little tricks in actually getting your dog organised. So it is important to anybody who thinks, oh, no, don't need to go to obedience class with your dog. Chances are you do, unless you are very, very clued up on how to train your own dog. But make sure they are socialised is all I will say to that.
But yes, but I mean, even the trainers take their dogs training. Yeah. You know, it's
it's the socialisation part, isn't it?
It is. It's just knowing that there are other dogs that can you sit quietly next to another dog. And if you're in a pub or somewhere, you know, hopefully we've got nice weather coming up where people want to take their dogs to pubs and cafes. There's so much you could do with a dog. I mean, they're just such great characters. Obviously, there's lots of things you need to teach them as puppies. We've got the bulb season coming up. You've got your daffs are up now.
Yeah.
But there's all sorts of other things. And if you've got a new puppy and you suddenly decide to go into the garden and start doing a bit of gardening, and your puppy hasn't been aware of this habit that humans have, gardening, you might find very quickly that your garden becomes ungardened by your puppy that's been busy watching you.
Be careful what you plant. Dexter, one of our labs, he's no longer with us now. He used to like tomatoes. So every time we tried to grow tomatoes, if he saw them coming up, he'd eat them. He was a genuine dustbin.
They love tomatoes.
He actually loved them, and that was the point. We also liked them, but we never got them. He got them first.
But nothing nicer than a homegrown tomato. He was a sensible chap, that
but
dog.
This is the wonder of dogs. This is the wonder of them. They make you smile. They do silly things and things that you'd normally think would make you cross, but they don't. They make you smile, and this is the power of these things. So anybody choosing a dog, make sure you choose the right one and certainly train them. You're never going to train them out of not eating tomatoes or things like that. It's a natural thing for them, isn't it?
Well, it is. They watch us as well half the time. So, but it is important that you are aware of what dangerous plants you've got and bulbs you've got in your garden, because an awful lot of dogs do end up at the vets very quickly through poison through our own medication that we have. You know, we're a nation of pill takers now, and also what's in the garden coming up. You know, you've got all sorts of things, clematis, chrysanthemum, all sorts of things, daffodils, we've just said, lilies, you know, they're all, don't be paranoid about it, but the trick is keep an eye on your dog in the garden.
Yeah, well, you mentioned all of that, and of course, it's an American thing that is coming our way. We have national days, national weeks, and national months for things. And one of the things that I do believe is probably going to head our way is National Pet Poison Prevention Month.
Yeah,
bit of a mouthful, but it's the three P's.
Yeah, NPP. Oh, it's NPPP. Yes, you are.
Yeah.
All those P's, Tony. Yeah. So, yes, that'll be, well, we could celebrate it next year with some sort of bulb, I suppose, wouldn't it? Or a pill, who knows? But, yes, you do have to be aware of all the stuff that's out there that's poisonous. But, I mean, it's always been out there and it's always been poisonous. And all we need to know is basically, what is your dog doing? If it's gone a bit quiet, it's up to something. Just before I spoke to you today, our new pup, and I thought, gosh, where's that gone? And it suddenly came hurtling through with an empty loo roll that I was keeping for something else, and she knows where I stash them, and she nipped in and grabbed one, and they're the best things to shred.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, they make a mess all over the place. But it reminds me, when you start talking about National Pet Poison Prevention Month, just reminds me very briefly and very sillily of an old Monty Python sketch that ended with something like, "Your life or your lupins." So be careful what your dogs eat in the garden.
Yes, do be very careful. Be aware.
Yeah, I was going to touch on vet fees today, but I think it's too big a subject to cram into about a minute. So I think, Wendy, we're probably just about at the end of it all today. But to anybody that's thinking of getting a dog, train them.
Yeah,
I think that's the message, isn't it?
Before they train you.
Yeah, that's the one. Wendy, good to catch up today, as always, and look forward to talking to you again in a month's time.
Thank you, Tony.
Cheers,
Wendy.
Bye.